Yeah, this is block 1502. I had a patient dropped off at me at the Adventist Hospital, and this guy is non-responsive as far as he's not communicating, and he can barely even walk. They said he's going downtown, but I don't know why I can get him off the truck, bus without help.
Okay, and where you're at now is where they gave him to you at?
Negative. I was over at the hospital by off with that cherry blossom, and they released him, and he's not communicating. They took two guys to get him on the bus, and they have paperwork with him, and it said he lives downtown. They basically tag I'm it now, and I don't know that he's going to be able to get off the bus when I do get downtown.
Okay, well, we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it. So let's get to where they say he needs to go. We'll stop the bus, lower it, open the doors, and say, hey, here's your stop, and we'll see what happens. If he doesn't get off at that time, then we'll just figure out what we need to do at that point.
Okay, I've asked him multiple times what stop he needs off downtown, and he's non-communicative. He's not talking, so I'm going to start making my way downtown. I'll go from there.
Okay, I was under the assumption those guys that put him on your bus told you. Did they not give you any indication of where he needed to go?
No, he has paperwork and a bus pass, and they said he lives downtown. That's all they said.
All right, well, we'll just work with that. When you get to your first downtown stop, just let him know that you're downtown and this is the stop, and we'll see what happens at that point. If we need to get a road supervisor there or police or whatever, we will.
Okay, I'm rolling. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1252.